Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Little Mark Knopfler bringing us back on guitar there and whatever else he's playing there. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Marks. Gene is the editor of Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. He's also the author of Outfoxing the Small Business Owner. You see his byline on lots of digital locations out there, a lot of digital distribution he has across the country, and congratulations on that, Gene. We're talking about the employment situation, and, you know, Gene, one thing we have to say is that when employment gets healthy again in the United States, it's going to be because of small businesses. You agree with that?
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt about that. And the numbers don't lie there. I will tell you something I've often thought about writing. Well, you're going to hate this when I say it, Jim. But, you know, you talk about the importance of small business out there. And, yes, we are, you know, the major employer of people. But sometimes I think that big business, believe it or not, gets a bad rap. Because I think that many of us
I love big business.
Well, many of us in small businesses rely on our big corporate customers for our revenues.
No question.
Let's face it, you know? And that trickle down means that, you know, the better that big business does and the more profitable they are, hopefully the more work we have from them, and therefore the more people we can employ.
When I say small business is going to kind of, we're going to have to count on them, you know, that's not derogatory to big business.
Not at
I mean,
all.
They have to do what they have to do. But one of the things we know is small big businesses have options. They have global options. Small businesses, not so much. We're planted in the ground.
That's exactly right. And big businesses have more resources. They can hire from more places.
And the good thing about one of the things that we have to remember, and back to your point about the relationship, more and more every day, and this has been going on for about 20 years at least, big businesses are using small, they're growing their businesses by leveraging small businesses.
That's exactly right.
We become their integrated partners. One of the reasons why small businesses are creating most of the jobs is because we're doing more of the jobs that big businesses used to hire their own employees to do.
Well, perfect example of that is Microsoft. I mean, my company is a Microsoft partner. You know, we do technology services, and Microsoft has 100,000 partners around the world. Microsoft could not have grown to the way, you know, to the size they are now without their partners. And believe me, you know, in the technology world, Google is looking at the exact same, you know, model as well by outsourcing a lot of their services and helping people that need help. So you're right. Big businesses can grow on the backs of small businesses that support them.
And this is why free market capitalism is the key to success and wealth in America for all people, because it allows for niches, Gene.
Right.
It allows for niches, and then niches of niches, and then niches of niches of niches.
And
small business owners are filling those niches, and they're customizing their services and products to serve not only consumers, but other businesses, especially big businesses.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And that kind of brings us back around to your topic before the break, was about the sort of you know, specialties and education and things that we need to do, you know, from the standpoint of jobs. Because you're right, we do fill niches, and therefore we have to hire people that can perform work within those niches. And the younger generation coming up and people that have certain types of specialties and skills, those are the ones that are really, really going to make it in this world. And that's why, you know, even when we have this debate about the minimum wage, I always think that, well, minimum wage really has to do with unskilled workers.
Right.
It is all about skills, Jim. And for people here looking for jobs that are listening to this show, or for small business owners that are looking for more work and more revenues, the first thing we have to do is look at ourselves and saying, do we have a skill set, either with our employees or with our company, that's really going to continue to be valuable to our customers?
Well, the days of you being able to find a job without some kind of technology connected to it are over. Those are gone.
Right.
And if you eschew, technology, if you don't like technology, if you're afraid of it, or you've got a bad attitude about it, well, welcome to unemployment. You're going to get to enjoy that for a long time.
It's true. And when we're as an employer, when I am looking for people to work in my company, and when I speak to my clients who are doing the same, you know, it is just assumed that the people you're going to bring in have got knowledge and a comfort level with different types of technology. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at five different resumes and one guy there does not have any proficiency in even common business technology today, that person's going to be usually immediately disqualified.
Absolutely right. And folks, so that means if that's where you feel, you got to change your attitude, you got to change your qualifications. That means education and practice. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today. Give us the website again, please.
Yeah, Jim, it's www.quickerbetterwiser.com, and you can find me every Monday morning at the New York Times as well. We do a weekly wrap-up of small business.
Thank you, Gene. See you next time. Quick, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.